were Irish Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And
still go to church?
It's probably burnt now.
No, but all the sisters come see me.
Yeah.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always here.
Yeah.
Whenever they need something.
Well, we need meat.
Oh, okay.
We need beef. We need pork. We need chicken. I said, I don't raise chickens. Can you help us get some? Yeah. I'll trade a cow for chickens and a pig or something.
Mm-hmm. What were those little horses that she had outside? What kind of horses were those? The little tiny ones.
Yeah, they're just miniature horses.
They seem smaller than like Shetland ponies.
Oh, yeah, they're much smaller than Shetland ponies.
They're so cute.
And we have a philosophy here. We have thousands of children come visit us every year. And sometimes, like the last week of school, last year we had some like 4,200, they were saying 4,500 kids. And they come here to have their field trips. So we have all of our animals are pretty docile around in the ranch here. And they can cut the animals.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we have ballparks out there and soccer fields and
basketball
courts. And we have everything for tree houses, you know, depending on the ages. So we really support youth as much as possible. And we also, we're all involved in law enforcement. Been for many, many years. So, we're going over those associations.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to the church deal. Yeah, there's a Catholic church right on the road. There's a convent right down the street.
Yeah.
And they all come here. I don't need to go to church, they come here. And then, you know, we run the restaurant to the edge of Texas.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
All the potteries come there when they have a night out or they have visitors.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't attend church when that's that day.
Yeah. Let's see.
But we are religious, we just...
Sure.
Religious.
Yeah. Me too. I'm very religious, but I don't attend church anymore.
When I was a kid, I loved religious. That's just something we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we work 7 days a week, since you love taking time to go to church.
Mm-hmm. Now some of these questions are just to see what word you use for various things. So I'm going to try to get you to say a word. It's like $20,000 pyramid. Except you don't win any money.
Well, I'm going to do well for this. Even if I don't want to,
this
money.
This ought to be real good. I want to hear this one.
All right, let's see what I can do here. If your features were similar to your father's, how would you say that you do... You are in what relationship to your father?
I'm better looking.
Good one. And
I'm also very humble. Go ahead.
Let's see. If a woman's ready to have her baby, she goes to the what? What kind of place does she go to?
If a woman's going to have her baby,
mm-hmm.
She's gone in there in the bed, and I'll deliver it.
And who would you be if you were the person who delivered the baby? Was there a name for you?
Yeah, Dad.
Dad. Well, if she lived in town, let's say, where would a woman go?
Well, she'd go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And what would a woman who helps with the birth be called? What would you call that? A woman who comes to help with the birth if a woman's not going to have a baby in the hospital?
Hardly we got here. What do they call the woman in health food? Yeah, that's what they call her.
What would you call her, midwife? Or
yes.
Is there any other name?
No, it is a midwife.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if a woman and a man want to spend the rest of their lives together, they usually have to get